Simon Tafresh Lamet. We did Sefiyun. We're holding Mr. Brewers of Cotton Man Bov.
So I wanted to ask this. Yeah. Sukkah is if you have just canvas, no sticks,
right?
And you have it tied firmly enough that it will stand the Ruach Metzuya. So that's kosher to use.
So, right, but the Mechaber says you shouldn't do it because the gzera it might get loose and you won't notice.
Oh, then I don't have my question then.
How long is your shiur going
to be? Till 8.
Oh, okay. So a little bit
shiur starts at 8 though.
Okay, we're good.
Tough deal.
Okay. The case wasn't that he was actually using the trees for the support, because then you can't use go into you're using the going to the sukkah on yom tov a problem because it's called mishnah shilin because of the simon tavishal chesav gimel. So the sukkah is not connected to the walls, to the trees, but the trees were acting as the walls of the sukkah. So if the trees were chazakim, you remember the evamin of chazak. So if the majority of the walls, some of these strong trees, which are not moving, mashik tzas, betoises the ksheira, da'yedezeh shuv ein harlech ubar ruach. So if it's strong, the wind doesn't move it around. But if they're weak, so what we need to do is we have to fill up the spaces and we have to tie them down and they shouldn't move in the wind. If it does move them, even though it's not going to knock it down, but it moves in the wind. It's not a valid mechitza. Even if you're in a place where wind can't get to it, but if regular wind would get to it, it would be problematic. It's considered not a valid mechitza because mechitzas are things which can withstand wind. Right. So the way that the Mishabura reads. The problem here is the etzem fact that it moves, not because by moving you end up not having mechitza in the proper place, but the etzem concept that it moves is a megarei of the shem mechitza. Mechitzas are things which stay stationary in ruach metzuya. But there's a chazanish which learns up not like this. The chazanish learns it's only going to be a problem if the wind moving it will move it out of its place in a way that you don't have mechitzas in the place that you need them. So, right. So if here's the schach, so we have lovud, right? We said that you can be a gap between the mechitza and the schach of three tefachim, up to three tefachim. But if it's going to move out like this, and it's like, so from here to the schach is here to where the schach is up here is more than three tefachim, it's not kosher.
Or if the bottom, just the bottom moves.
Or if the bottom.
The top stays, the bottom moves.
Right, but well, even the bottom moves. If the bottom where your ten tefachim are, it would move out here.
More than three tefachim.
So then they're not the good mechitza for that schach. Because that schach is here and they're down here. They need to be here. So you have three tefachim. Right. So he learned that the problem is not because of the etzem fat that it moves, but the fact that by moving it gets out of the place. Gets out of place. So that's a chazanish kula. Ramosha Pasan is not like that. Ramosha Pasan is that the movement is a problem, and the Mishabura seems to pass, and the movement is a problem.
Does the wall have to be perfectly vertical?
Perfectly vertical, but the fact that it moves in the Ruch Masuya, which is a very, you know, not, is a chesor on the Gabi Hilas Sukkah, that's lacking. And, you know, we saw there's certain chumras of Gabi Sukkah over Shabbos, the definition of a mechitza. So Rav Moshe goes into the definition also. We said before, the alumnus, Mr. Brewer, quoted way back at the beginning of the Simon, the Shara Tzion quoted that the reason why that's so is because. Where was that? I don't know where it is. So he said the Gabi Shabbos, it worked. The Gabi, it didn't, because you need Teshu Kain to do it. And the person, you wouldn't be making your. Because the Vush says the logic is because the required Teshu Kain to do it, that it has to be the type of thing you would be using to making your Makom Yeshiva. So at least I'm a Baruch Matsuya is required. Okay, I don't see it right now. That was Lavusha's argument before. So Ramosha goes with that, and he says that therefore it's a problem. So the Chazanish is the Mekel out of the three, between the Mishabur, the Ramosha, and the Chazanish. Chazanish is the Mekel. Right?
Is that 13 Sifkatan base there? Beginning this in.
Sure, it's here. I don't see that one. Okay, it's around there somewhere. Okay. Umilei ben Arvir, and then you mix up between the spaces. You fill it up. I don't like competing. Im shira sukkah shu asar tvachim begayva hu min gamen anofim the lavachi lo bein l'zeh. We're talking. It's only you have to fill in the spots. Only because you have to make sure that the area which which is going to be your wall, the bottom ten tefachim, are full. Okay. So then he said, if it's not proper to make it out of Riyas al-Pishtan, b'loy konim. That's a taz. Okay. The mechitza achas min ha-sholos mechitza shazor klasis v'sukki yochol asis miriyas. The Taz says, however, so if you have two full walls, real walls, whatever you call them, stronger walls, making one of the walls out of your ears is not a problem. Even one you shouldn't do. Unless you do this mixing in these poles there, fine. Al mechitz revius, kol yama yochel lasses mirias kivin medina sagi b'shal. Since mikra din three is enough, if you want to make the fourth one out of mirias, that you could do. So you put these mechitzas konim non aleph. So remember the oz afshar ruach menonei mirias we come back in nishru mechitzas we konim. The point of putting these kadam there is that you can then ignore the urias. Because mikra din the halacha, you have halachically kosher wall with your kadam, which are standing upright in the places that they love with each other. Right. So that is. This is the. The question of the Kamasuk is this Mechaber says you shouldn't do it l'chadchila. You tie it tight because we're afraid you might not, and it might snap, and it's not going to be. So Ramosha in the Tshuva, he suggests that you shouldn't do it because of this. He says you shouldn't do it because of this Mechaber. I remember all the details of the Tshuva. The Tshuva was actually to somebody who had this idea of making canvas sukkahs and making them available to people. This way it would be mezaka people into sukkah. Was that a good idea or not? So I mean, it's a gzeira. If the mice, you put it up and it stays intact, the mice is a kosher sukkah as long as, you tie it tightly. But Shah, would that be a good idea, the chachil, to get involved in making the type of a system?
So a lot of the prefabs are like that, aren't they? Yeah, I mean now there are more with.
Now this has become very common. The ones with panels, right. Sliding panels, right. And stuff like that.
What do you mean sliding panel?
They have like
wood
solid. They're like very thin, either fiberglass or something like that.
Yeah, but there's still plenty of
Kama sukkahs.
Yeah,
yeah.
See them around here.
Yeah, but the
what?
See plenty.
Was the
I was asking about the kind of sukkahs that they have today that are, you know, it's like one piece and it wraps around very tightly and.
But the part of the problem is the Mechaber says that, you know, you shouldn't do it. So I don't know whether those were any different than those, you know, what
see,
he had.
Nowadays, they a lot of the sukkahs have metal pieces of running vertical.
Right.
I don't think that three tefachim up. I think they look to me more than three tefachim apart.
No, they have a horizontal.
They have a horizontal. I don't know if that helps at all.
Well, it depends. If you have to love it on your horizontals.
It's four.
You know, the horizontals. You know,
you have it on all four walls.
We need it.
It's not really.
Yeah, that's the way they come.
They do.
Some of them come. There's a place. That's place the to put.
They have some in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't think it has it.
Some of the newer ones have it. That goes all the way down. They have like three receptacles to hold the band going around. Mm. It goes all the way around.
And that's within three tefachim.
They're set to be within.
Yeah, sure.
Within
that's three
tefachim.
That's the whole point.
Mm. You know, each one's just okay. Yud Aleph. Oysa mechitza mebalechayim shikshur shom behema l'doifah. You can make a mechitza mebalechayim, but you have to make sure they don't walk away, because then you have a problem. You don't have. You have to tie them down. Mebalechayim in beis im yesh chalav in reglel gavoy mishloshet tvachim sarach legodra. If there's a gap, you know, from their stomach to the ground, you have to fill that in. That the animal shouldn't run away in the middle of your meal. That wouldn't be very helpful. Okay. Now, gam tzorach shetiyah mesucha lamala b'chavodim, and it also can't go to sleep. So you have to tie it up above, then even when it falls asleep, it won't plop down. Or shetiyah gavoy kol kach shafim tirbitz or tomus v'tipol yeh gavoy yasar tzvachim. You know, if you use an elephant, even the elephant sits down, you know, it's tall enough. If you're using a dog, you might have a problem. The Sharatin has a question over here.
Are you using an animal?
As a wall. So the Sharatin says he's mistapak. No, he's not sure. You know, there's a lot that you tie it. Is that the person ate so? But if you didn't tie it, the mice, as long as the animal stays there, you're okay. Or there was a tekan de rabbanan not to use the animal unless it's tied, because it might walk away and then you'll have a problem. And he says, for the worst mashma, the Gra says that the way the Gra learns the Gemara, the maskana, it would be a tekan de chamin. Fine.
So if it walks away and you bring it back, is that bana?
That's cute.
We'll see in a second. Okay, you're based. It's a fair question. Yeah. I can use a person as my doifin, and I can use him on yomtiv.
A person.
A person.
And he has to stand there for a long time.
Okay. I feel the beyond. The vachal yeda oisoy shahamad sham shavishil machitza hamad sham. The guy you put there, you can't know why you put him there. And we have this idea. We discussed this by Hilchus. The case of the person went outside of the tchum, you create a machitza around him, and then you walk, but they can't know why they're there. Okay. That's only on Shabbos, but in the weekdays it works even if he knows.
Why on Shabbos?
Because you're not allowed to make the mechitza on Shabbos. So if they don't know why they're there, that they're a memela mechitza. So it's like it's
but not, if he starts before Shabbos and stays into Shabbos, that's okay?
That's fine, yeah. It's only an issue on the three the what's called Hashra Sukkah. Abu Dafan Rabbi Ashari, Bayan Abu Zemishin Samabay, Sifhei. Okay, it's a Simishabur Mechaberai, Nandal, Badafka Mechaberai. This only works for a person. You can't put the animal there on Yomtiv, the Dafan Shlishi, the Hashra Sukkah, for one of the three main walls. I feel even though you can run a rock, even if you only tie it with a neva, so there's no, you're not there's no problem with kosher, you can't put it there. So why not? So this is Irving's question. So you look at the Shaar Tzion in the Gimel, he says this is a Gemara. The Gemara differentiates between a person and an animal. Batam. A human being walks his own volition. So the person says, hey, Yankel, send over there. He sends over there. He made the mechitza, not intentionally. So mechitza is not made intentionally. You're allowed to use. Right? There's no iser for the one putting him there saying he can't use the mechitza. The Master Kavanah says, "Oymed asinu," because we look at the person who's standing there because he's a human being and he can decide. Hashem Rebbeim Hashem Lo Das Asinu Baser Hamamida. The who Ladas He Chashiva. So Kate Balma, he's the one, and the animal's just a piece of wood. So it comes out. He's making a mechitza on Shabbos intentionally, or Yom Tov intentionally, which the law is you cannot use a mechitza that's made intentionally on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you couldn't do it with an animal. So the fourth wall wouldn't be a problem. So you're allowed to send him over there, Lakshir, Philip Yom Tov. What would be the case when you do that? Dovim Sukkah fell down. But right to the Kaim, it's a sukkah, Lechom, Lishasam, he wants to use the sukkah. Okay, so it says, hey, you know, he's standing there like block the wind, you know. He's like, I block the wind, you know. He says, okay, I'll stand and block the wind. He says, you know, just I just want to catch and finish off my food, you know. Okay, he says, fine. He seems to be asking Masha the Chara. The Minsrat Alam and Sham. I'm saying, he doesn't know why he's there. Right? Because Malkim Ain Locha Shem Yelach Besuch Kach. But he told you he'll stay there. But you can't rely on a goy to just because he says he'll stay there that he's going to stay there. So then you have to tie him down. No.
Good luck.
Fine.
What was all right for the fourth wall?
You can use them for the fourth wall. Whatever you need. You can make a wall in Cholamoy. You're putting the person there as a mechitza. What's the problem? But the fourth wall is mutter. The kimon sheyesh heksher sukkah mikvar. It's already a sukkah anyway. So you can't tell me what I'm doing is called making a mechitza, which would be a problem. It's not called a binyan because the binyan is there already. It's called you being moisiv. Moisiv al oil roy is mutter.
How far does his head have? How far can his head be from the schar? From where the schar starts?
It doesn't make a difference. It's as long as he's 10 tefachim high.
When you're sitting, you're not 10 tefachim high.
Lopped
off. What couldn't you do for the first three walls?
Somebody sitting on a chair. He's not 10 tefachim. You saying?
He's in a chair, maybe.
He doesn't have to know why he's there for. You say, hey, have something, and
as long as he's sitting inside the sukkah.
So he's at the edge. Not only is he sitting in the sukkah, he's actually making the sukkah. He's even better yet. He's actually making it.
Okay. That's the extra ones. Wood in the mutalasas bekalim different reviyas beyam to betamza. If I want to block it, putting some item there. Avad even revishlish is also to whom makshir asuka bezev who bechlal sias oil or roid also beyam to. But the making of the third wall is a problem because it's changing the status from sewell to heksher. So we saw this. Remember, we saw this. We probably didn't see this together. So back in Hilchos Shabbos, it's going to be in Shin Tes Vav. So normally the issur is oil or roi, and this is mechitzas or roi, not oil or roi. So over there, the Ramah pointed out that a mechitza which changes the status of something from issur to heter has the same equivalent halacha as oil, because it's generating normally just a wall. It's a wall. It doesn't have any significance. Oil is being milder or something. It's that's more caution. But if it's a mechitza materis, we don the same thing as if it was an oil and tzotzer to make it even a roy on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the case over there was a person wanted to put up a mechitza to allow the husband and wife to have relations by creating a barrier between them and the swarm or whatever else was there. So you can't do that on Shabbos to be mechitza materis. Making a mechitza for davening, right? So the poskim discuss it. The chara means it's mechitza. So you're allowed to daven beforehand. You just can't have women. It doesn't. It's not changing the status in the sense of it's creating a heter gomer. So that's why the shuls will allow you to roll the mechitza in and out on Shabbos in a room. They'll use the room for some of these shuls that they have one room basically. They use it for the meal Friday night, and then they roll the mechitza to the morning. That's that heter. Even though it's mechitza materis, there are some people who raise the question though. What's the story? Okay, Yud Gimel. Let's see if we can finish off the simon. Asomach mito sukasa al kare hamito vakroim hema mechitzas. So a person puts the sukkah being supported by the feet of the sukkah. Excuse me, the feet of the bed. Yeah, got that. Now, but the crime hema mechitzas. The crime is sometimes you have a bed. It's just feet. Sometimes you have a bed. It's like a whole board. There's a footboard. And there's a headboard. And there's a sideboard. So we're talking about that these were side. There was boards there. So the bed was being supported. There was a board on each side, a board on the front and the back, and that was supporting the mattress. And those were the mechitzas for the sukkah. So that they, besides being the support for the bed, they also are the mechitzas of the sukkah.
Also what?
So they were both. So now, im yesh bogoiva asor tvachim min amita l'schach is ksheira. So the sukkah has to be 10 tvachim high from its floor. So the reality over here is we have this platform, which that's the sukkah. The whole sukkah is just on that platform. So you need 10 tefachim from the platform until the schach. Otherwise, it's not going to be kosher. Vimla psula. Now, vim somach haschach alamudim, but krayim hem defanis. If, however, the schach is not being supported by the bed, the schach is standing freestanding. But the scenario was the same, that you're using the walls of these boards, which is the bed is sitting in a box, in a rectangular box. It has two long boards and has two shorter boards on the head and the foot. And the bed is sitting on top of that box. So on that box now is the walls for your sukkah. But the sukkah is not standing on the bed. The schach is standing on three and four freestanding poles. Then, if you're in Gavoya, Sora, Miamita, Arashach is Ksheru, Kim Shesh, Sora, Tvachim, Mioritz, Arashach. So, in that scenario, we don't look at the bottom, the platform as your floor, because the trend is you have a sukkah and you have something inside of the sukkah. It happens to be that it takes up all the space. But then there's a sukkah and there's something inside. Well, there's something inside that it's just a something inside. It doesn't take away the fact that there's 10 tefachim from the ground till the schach. Making sense?
That's what he thinks it is.
Okay, right. I would have made it all the way down to the ground. But okay, he means within the level to the ground.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, let's see, Mishnah Berurah. Little test. In his picture. Asom sukkos. He named him Lunches. Remember, sukkos of a crime hem mechitzes, by crime hem defanis. This language of that the feet are the walls. Move the mitzvah of kevus crushim. That the bed has boards on its sides. Shiroshin ho'echad kavua ba'oritz. And so the way you would draw the picture there is because we're making them the mechitzas, so they went up above where the height of where the bed is. They continued up beyond one end that was on the ground, and the other end of this board is up above the meat. Vamita he krashim kavuya b'mechis zelu. Vukar kares vamita. The bed is sitting on the a horizontal board, which is being supported by these vertical boards. Even though they're not really feet, and kara means feet, but this is what's supporting the bed, so they're referred to as the kara mita. So that's the case. These boards continue to up above the bed, and you put the schach on top of them. These boards are called kroyim. The kroyim, not krashim, are called these boards. They're going to be the walls of the sukkah. The 10 tefachim gap from where the bed is to the schach. The hainu min akroshim shekavuyim betachtisa ulamala. It doesn't mean where the from the top of the mattress. It means from the board that the mattress is sitting on. Ksheiru. The inlapsula. The kimish eschach samuch al akroshim halalu shem karayamita. The schach is only on these walls, which that's what's supporting it, which is the walls of the bed. So you look at the chashiva hamita atzis karkaris sukkah. So we consider the bed is the floor of the sukkah. So liyos mimena the schach is our tvachim. If that's the floor, you need to have tvachim to the schach. However, himsach samach aschach al amudim perish v'amudim tkuyim v'aretz shemach afil en gavoya asar tvachim min amita al aschach is ksheri. Even though there's not 10 tvachim from the bed until the schach, since there's 10 tvachim from the ground to the schach, you're fine. Even though this scenario also, the walls are from these boards. But the schach is not supported by that. So we don't look at the floor of the bed as the floor of the sukkah. We look at the ground as the floor of the sukkah. The ground which everything is standing on, that's the floor of the sukkah. So we don't worry about that. Give the struggle of the mita ika avrasura, because even if you take the bed away, you still have a sukkah standing. You know, the walls of a sukkah, but you have schach standing intact. Whereas in the first case, you take the bed away, there's no schach. The schach miskemas ayadei amurim, the mitzvah of the chudei, kaimas, we look at the bed as a separate entity, and a sukkah themselves, v'shil shehichnes bo mito umiyat avira. So the fact that from the bed to the schach is less than 10, it doesn't pass on the sukkah. So in the first scenario, he said, if it's 10 tefachim from the bed to the schach, ksheru. Now, why don't you ask me the chayra? You're being maimin on davar which is makabel tumah. Bed is makabel tumah. So the chayra, you're being maimin with davar makabel tumah. Ba'af the maimin agabi mita shima kabelas tumah. So the chayra, it doesn't bother us because he said the kabel tumah al schach nemar b'leil defanus that the. So we said before there was two pshatim halon over there, whether there's a din of psul of maimed. Very good, but yeah, it's kosher. So this mishnah is discussing the fact that it's a mishnah. This mishnah is saying it's kosher. It's a rhyme, but yeah, maimed is kosher. That you can't argue on. Shalos, is there a problem with chachila? That was the two shittas before. Whether there's a problem with maimed or chachila.
Is there an issue with walls being makal tumah or no? What's the bottom line?
There's no issue with the walls being makabel tumah. That's not a problem. The problem is if the schach has been supported by so much of the makabel tumah. So then we had a shita before where it said you cannot use support to the schach, which is the makabel tumah. So let's say the mashal like this. Let's say I make my sukkah out of wood, and so the frame is really support to the schach. So my frame I do with wooden dowels. I do only wooden dowels. So what's supporting the schach is wooden boards held together by wooden dowels. So there's no makabel tumah anywhere in making the sukkah. Now I want to attach my paneling to my frame. So I take my staple gun, or I take my nails, and I bang it in. To date, I just metal in it. Who cares? There's no problem with the walls being using metal. The problem is the schach using metal.
Okay.
So these nails, which are holding the paneling to the frame, aren't integral to the support of the schach.
Right.
So that's fine. But what is the problem, or what is the din of Maim Lechatchila, is you can't have that this piece of wood is supporting this, which is supporting the schach. Well, what's holding this together? That it shouldn't collapse. There's a metal screw there. So that screw is supporting the schach and comes out. So the screw is good.
Indirectly.
So that's called the maimon de maimon. So Mishabura passes before that maimon is a problem. Lechatchila, it's kosher b'dieved. Maimon de maimon is not a problem. It's not a problem b'chal. Over here, the Mishabura is saying, over here, it's maimon. This is part of a bed. A bed is makabal tumah.
Right.
So the walls are makabal tumah. And you're supporting the schach on these walls. So he says, it's not a problem. And then he says,
The maimed is what? Lechatchila okay?
According to Mishabura, maimed is fine. Lechatchila.
I heard someone giving a shir and he said, maimed the maimed.
What about the chazanish?
The chazanish called maimed the maimed is a problem.
There you go.
That's not.
He's not always
giving all things. I said, give me a.
He's not always makel.
But that's not a problem. That's not 100% correct. If you look at the chazanish reads like this. Chazanish says that he does not see any difference between maimed and maimed the maimed. But he holds the ikur is like the psak over here. We see over here that the mission says you're allowed to make it on the bed. The ikur psak, even maimed is not a problem. Mm-hmm. So the Mishabur over there says you should be machmer on maimed.
Oh.
And the Chazanish says no difference between maimed and maimed the maimed.
So they're all okay, according to
him. But according to the Chazanish, he holds the maimed is also okay. Make your adin.
Yeah.
So, If you want to mark, if the Chazanish personally held Maimon was okay. The Mishabura held Maimon was a problem. The Chazanish said, according to the Mishabura, Maimon should be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be really frum, be Machman, the Mishabura Shita, they got me Maimon. And the Chazanish Shita got me Maimon, the Maimon, yes. But the Chazanish himself personally didn't need a Maimon. Wasn't worried about the problem.
It's cape for me, but not for him.
Right? So, you got to get it straight. Now, take a look over here at the Shared Sion. And we got two or three minutes over here. So he said, it doesn't bother. It's maimed. It doesn't bother us. So we saw before in Tavrish Chav Tess, we had the case over there using the question was whether you can use the ladder on top of the schach, and there was two pshatim what the problem was. One was because of maimed. One was because it's mamash part of the schach, and the schach and it's makabel tumah. There was a loop shot. Was the ladder just there? You put a ladder across the top, and you put was that part of the schach? So the schach was a makabel tumah, or the case was it was just supporting the schach, and the schach was not a makabel. That was the two pshatim over there. So we weren't sure which way to learn. He brought both pshatim. Over here he says no problem. This is fine. He says I'm Yisrael Shehebi b'shem tumas adash and lachriyot the gam das arif kokein that loich loiches lombezem it doesn't bother us. So the Rosh brings Yerushalmi doesn't worry about Maimed. And besides the Rosh, the Beis Yosef brings the Rosh Hashanah that the Rif also holds like that. So I have the Rif and the Rosh according to this. We say Maimed, nah, Gordon is a problem. However, that's not so posh. That's how the Shulman Sadesh learns. But the Maaseh, you see that all the Rishonim learn the Rif, that there is a problem of Maimon. There are many people which are making on this problem, they don't worry about the Maimon issue. None of them seem to bother with Maimon. So
now,
you have a risk.
It's always makabel tumah, no matter what shape it's in.
Once it's a kli.
Let's say it's a pipe, not a pipe with a hole, just a solid.
Oh, it's a rod. So a rod is a functioning.
A rod.
So it's also clean. It's also a functioning. Yeah. So, like this. We have the Ritzgeus, the Rambam, and the Balamor, the Ben Yeshaya, which say there's no problem of mind. We have the Rosh saying there's no problem of mind. A. Gamaran Shemachmer, who rocked me Rabbanan. Even the Rambam said it's a problem in the Rif. Baalma, Ein Shom. Okay? Therefore, bet some mikra, then there's no problem. I'm a bichlaf. Why not? So if you can be mighty to everybody, why not be mighty to everybody? That's so the issue of maimon. We're starting out with many sheets that doesn't exist. Period. Halacha l'maisa, and even the ones who do, their masters only are bana b'nei kasha. And then we're saying, okay, let's be from maimon to maimon. According to the Chazon Ish, it doesn't even hold of himself. The pasuk is not like this. If you're old mikra, then you can be maker. Right, not like the Mishaburah with Machmer.
So nobody's saying Maimed the Maimed is a problem.
No, because the belt says if you can combine the Mishaburah, says Shabri Machmer, you combine the Chazanish, the Maimed and the Maimed has the same thing as Maimed, according to the Sheet, which is Machmer, and the Mishaburah says Shabri Machmer.
So people are doing that? Are learning that way?
Yeah, people do that, yeah.